last year defensively that caused you guys so many problems? No offensive touchdowns.
Oh, you know, we moved the ball, certainly in the second game, not so well in the first game. First game, we didn't do it right. They're a very talented team, and they played well, and we just couldn't get it across the goal line. We had our opportunities and didn't make the plays. So to say what they did and what they didn't, we didn't play well, and they did.
What has Trevor done to earn the captain designation?
Well, you'd probably have to ask the players that. I didn't get a chance to vote, but obviously it seems like he's taken on a bigger leadership role. He's running the huddle well, and, you know, people are looking up to him to help the tempo, I guess. And I think he's really taken a command of what everybody's doing. I think that's one of the main reasons.
Did it look good for Booker, what you saw in terms of his recovery from the shoulder?
Yeah, I think so, but that's up to Greek. You know, he's out there, and I don't think we had very many missing out there in offense today. So.
Have you talked to Booker about maybe not seeking contact once he breaks the
No, I think that's something that he and Eric and we'll figure it out. We like a physical run. You know, we like to land forward. You know, that's 3 more yards sometimes. He'll get that one worked out. He plays hard and he runs hard. So he's just picking up more and more what we try to do.
Hey, Rick, a lot of talk about the pass-run balance. Even Gary's been talking about a lot how it got out of whack and has gotten out of whack in some previous games as well. How does it get out of whack? What happens there?
Well, I think you get in some second and longs, and that makes it difficult. When you have a carry and make 5 yards, you don't feel so bad about calling it again. When you make one, you're a little leery about calling it. And then we got, it's just a tempo thing. You know, the more reps we get, the more plays we get. If we get 80 plays, we can get more runs, I guess. But I think that's something that, we're always looking at. We're always trying to keep balance because we want to make them defend the entire field, not just, 15 yards deep. We want to make sure they're all over the place. So I think we'll get that done as long as we continue working on the little things. I'm always harping on the little things because I think they create bigger gaps. So we do that, and we keep our tempo, and, we make our yards when they present themselves. We'll be good.
So when you say 80 plays instead of 50 plays like Gary mentioned. So three and out is the enemy of the run?
Correct. I mean, it's the enemy of your tempo and offense. I mean, if you're getting three and outs, you're not taking time, you're not resting your defense, you're not moving the ball. You know, we like long drives, we like to chew up time, plus it tires them out. So those are all, recipes for winning that we've been a part of and we all know that, but making them defend everything and be an explosive run and pass is what we'd like to do.
The game here last year was about Khalil Mack. Is that something where you show that film a lot to your offensive lineman, or you throw it away and never look at it again?
No, he's a fantastic player, and, he's making the play. It doesn't matter what you turn on. I mean, he's going to make a play. So certainly we have to watch the film that we had because how are they going to play us, or how they played us last year. This doesn't tell us exactly how they're going to play us this year, but at least it gives us a good indication. And most of them were, a large percentage of them were on the field. So it's not like it's a surprise to them, but maybe there's something we could pick up from it.
How has your new tight end come along in the short time he's been?
You know what? He's picked things up. Obviously, he's a smooth route runner, and we knew that evaluating him in the draft. So I think he's progressing. Brian spent a lot of time with him. So we'll get him out there in more reps. He had some more reps today and see how it works out.
Okay.
Thanks.